Well, with disappointment, I've got to say, Mike, we've created a couple of good opportunities, and particularly in the second half, where, I was expecting at least to work the goalkeeper. We worked ever so hard to get in a great position, and particularly Mark Duffy, who's gone through, and caused them problems and opened the goal wide open, and he's missed the target. And that's the difference, really.
How crucial was that?
Well, you look at the overall game, it would have only needed that to get us back in the game and also get us a point out of it. And the players have worked extremely hard against a very, very good side. But I just thought the first 10, 15 minutes, we sort of gave them too much respect in a way. But once we got a grip of the game, I thought we were all right. And, yeah, we had a few scary moments, but I've got to say we were controlling the large portions of the game. But it's the final third that's been our Achilles heel. You know, when we get in that last third, it's the final pass that's not helped us. And when you get into these crucial positions, you've got to be so clinical with your passing, because your opportunities against a, like I said, a very good side, you're not going to get many, but when you do get them and you carve them open as we did, you've got to say, you've got to take it.
You say about showing a lot of respect to the side. Going one up top with needing the wins that you need, six games to go, was that the right decision in hindsight?
Of course it is, because we've got to come here, we've also got to make sure that we stay in the game. And I thought one of the things that they are very, very good at is they move the ball very quickly, and we wanted to flood the midfield. And I thought, like I said, you look at the whole overall game, it wasn't a bad game plan as it is. But once they got that goal, which is, again, it's come from some individual errors and bad passing, has allowed them into a wide area, which they've crossed the ball. And, they had three players on the back post, which was, like I said, very disappointing. But, the players responded in the right manner. And, yes, we're chasing because we want the points. And that's why our strategy was to stay in the game as long as we can. And then that maybe that last last third of the game, we'd change it and be a bit more direct.
Lacking that clinical edge with five games remaining, these are the players you've got now. Where do you find that clinical edge from?
Well, we've got to find it. We've got to find it from somewhere, and it means the our players. Our players will have to keep working hard and eventually stay calm in those critical periods, because it's calmness that we need, not panic. And they've got to be calm. We know it's quite evident that we're not as clinical. That's hence why where we are. We can't get away from that. The difference to both sides is they're clinical in front of goal and we're not. However, there's a fighting spirit among us. And I've got to say, all of us are in that dressing room saying the same thing. Five games to go, and we'll give it our all, give it our best shot, and that's all we can ask. And if you can put in performances and effort and commitment like you did today, I'm sure it'll turn for them. And particularly, we're going to a game against Preston where we're going to have to be very much on the front foot and very much taking the game to them, because, they might not have a lot to play for, but we definitely have everything to play for. But we've got to give ourselves a fighting chance, and that means staying in the game for large periods. Sometimes you have to defend as a unit, but then when our opportunities, and we will get opportunities in games, whether it's against Bournemouth or against Preston, we'll have opportunities. It's about being clinical in front of goal, and that's going to be the key to us between now and the end of the season, of whether we survive in this division.
Okay, no Paul Reid this afternoon. I know you told us, spoke about it beforehand. Any concerns that he might not be ready for the weekend?
Well, he would have a better chance of being available, but I've got to say the two centre-halves today were probably their best performance. I thought they were very good. I thought they won everything necessary and they kept them high up on the pitch, and I thought, I thought that was their best performance. So, whilst Reedy is out, we want him, obviously, your skipper back in as quickly as possible. I thought the two of them today were very good, very, very good.
And just a final quick one, how do you respond to Oldham picking up a point? Well, you look at both sides, it's a point, Oldham and Colchester today. How do you reflect on that?
Well, it's a strange one, because what is the best result for you, I suppose? But whilst it's a draw, it keeps ourselves, Oldham and Colchester, in the hunt. I think it is between us three, to be fair. I think it looks like it's going to pan out that way, and it's who holds the nerve out most. And, coaches have got some tricky games just as much as we have, and it's about if we can capitalise next Saturday, then you just never know. It just shows you one result changes everything in one week.